Radio Network. All right, here's the deal. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm going to take calls for the entire first half hour. Then I'm going to news blitz and then go back into your calls. But if we're going to get to callers, each caller's got to keep it short. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I want to let you know my next phone call after you will be to eFoods Direct to get some food. And what I've got here is some hard evidence that I've collected on the oil spill. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Yeah. Got 60 hours worth of film. I've got hard evidence of them doing nighttime spraying with planes with the lights out over the shoreline, bleaching the beaches.
That is so huge. And again, everybody keeps telling me to go to the Gulf, and I didn't see a reason why. Now that they're blocking the First Amendment and doing this, so they're spraying chemicals. No wonder they don't want people there. You're saying you've got footage of them doing this at nighttime.
And got samples of the spray.
Well, sir, you need to get that uploaded. You know, most talk shows will say, get me that footage. No. You need to get that uploaded to YouTube right now.
I got it. It's there. And I got eyewitnesses to it.
When did you shoot this? When did this happen?
Approximately 10 days ago.
Okay. Have you put it up on the web yet?
No. I'm getting it right now. I don't have the film in my possession. I've seen it. I'm going to get it today, and I'm uploading it today.
Unbelievable. Do you have a YouTube channel?
No, I don't.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and the minute you get that, again, I say I'm going to give each caller a minute, and it's incredible stuff like this. Mike, where are you in Louisiana, roughly?
I'm right in the city.
Louisiana. So you're in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, and you've seen footage of them nighttime spraying and bleaching the beaches.
I've got evidence of a eyewitness on film who has witnessed the nighttime spraying, and we have samples of the and film of the bleach on the beach where things were bleached. You can see where if you roll over a boom where it's bleached on one side and it's just ordinary on the other.
Wow, can you imagine that, and we know they sprayed 1.5 gallons of that toxic chemical that is eating the boats and is a carcinogen, the same thing they use in the Exxon Valdez that killed almost everybody involved. Can you imagine why they're blocking all the media and acting so suspicious? And can you imagine the health effects of them spraying this on the beach? I mean, if this is true?
Yeah, you have no idea what's going on down here. And it's worse than anything I've been hearing reported so far.
Well, tell us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's just hardcore. Everything is shut down. I mean, now you can't even go down there with a camera. Nunzinger has said, well, yes, oh, yes, come on down if you want to. I'll take you there. That's partially true. You're going to go through checkpoints. You're going to get harassed. Now they will come up and arrest you if you even act like you're going towards the booms. The evidence I have, though, is real. There's one other thing I just want to shamelessly promote. I am probably the only the conspiracy nut cartoonist. I'm published. I'm reaching 50,000 people in a local publication here, and I get a lot of my material from your show. And I'm reaching a lot of people with
that.
That's
awesome. You've told us about it before. What, it's a weekly paper?
It's a monthly. It's New Orleans Levy. We don't hold anything back is our motto.
Well, listen, why don't you send me some online versions of some of your cartoons, and we'll post them and put links to you if you've got an online version. But we'll put you on hold. Stay in contact with us. We'll give you an internal email. Let us know as soon as the video's up.
I'll bet for you today, sir.
All right, thank you. Well, I want to see that. We'll put him on hold, get his info, guys. We're going to go to Tim, Joe, John, Bobby, and others. I tell you, I mean, I guess I can go down there and get arrested, but everybody, I mean, they're on CNN saying you're not allowed to videotape the dead dolphins or anything, or they'll arrest you. Since when was the power of the press dead in America? And we've got this illegal alien, Barry Sitaro, up there just getting away with murder and blocking the relief effort.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are experiencing the greatest acceleration of technological development in human history. And there's good things happening as a result of that. There's also a lot of bad. And we have a very corrupt, predatory elite who admittedly is using scientific forms of control to manipulate humanity. And the general public has been sucked into a malaise of sports and Hollywood garbage, distracting them from the real things that are happening in the world. This radio broadcast is here to get the public to think about real issues. We've got wide open phones right now. I'm going to news blitz and go over a lot of key information coming up at the bottom of the hour, like the lights are going out for free speech on the internet from PrisonPlanet.com. Another report, Congressman Ron Paul says he's suspicious of BP, U.S. government response to spill. Very important information. That is all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
First, I'd like to say happy belated Independence Day to one of the most prominent truthful patriots that I know, and I really appreciate everything that you've shared with me. I have one speaking point and also an article I'd like to share with you.
Okay, go. It's good. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me get it all out here. Me and my girlfriend wanted to make the 4th kind of a special thing, so we chose to take some action and being advocates. So we went out. I actually made a T-shirt that resembles the American flag. It simply says that Uncle Sam wants you to believe the insane idea that if you give up all your rights and freedoms, they can't protect you. Your rights and your freedom are your only protection. We each were wearing one of those T-shirts. Then I made up a little flyer that just says we're curious about how many people have read the Bill of Rights. We also are wondering how many people actually have a copy. So I printed off about 150 so copies from a National Emergency Civil Liberties Committee out of New York that is just a one-page.
And again, again, that's not going to save the world in and of itself, but your act of resistance and your act of caring, that will awaken the sleeping giant that is America. Continue.
I wanted to tell you something, Alex. You would not believe how positive the response was. A lot of people are awake, Alex. This is working. You would not believe. I couldn't call it anything less than remarkable. People were thanking us for being out there handing out the Bill of Rights. I printed in triplicate 30 of your movies and was passing them out with a copy of the Bill of Rights. And the little pamphlet that we had also says that we feel that being at 4th of July, that we think it's our civic duty to pass out the Bill of Rights in a related video.
That's what the 4th is about. It's not about hamburgers and beer, as much fun as that is, and I did that. And it's not about fireworks and you know, going out to the lake or whatever. We're celebrating our liberties, but we're losing our liberties. The 4th is about that Bill of Rights. It is about that Constitution. And look, it's not perfect, but it's under attack by the globalists because it is like holy water to a vampire, and that's why they want to eradicate it. Tim, I said I got to move quick, real fast.
Okay. We brought our video equipment with us, and we really only got one person that would really allow us to videotape them accepting the Bill of Rights and the video, and somehow my video got screwed up. Anyway.
Well, you should have just videoed it. Tim, I got to jump. Good job. I appreciate it. I mean, look, it's a public place. There's no perception of privacy. You can just, the key is, walk around and just do what you want, okay? And then if somebody has a problem, just say, yeah, don't worry, pal, home movie, okay? But good job, Tim. Keep it up. Very exciting. And there are millions of Tims out there making copies of the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Truth Rising, Camp FEMA, The Money Man, you know, all the, not just my films, other films, getting them out to people. It's so exciting. Joe in Chicago. Joe, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. From last Thursday, there was a public communique issued by the Foreign and Colonial Office, King Charles Street, London. It had to do with Great Britain expanding its influence in the world. It was given by the Secretary of State, William Hague. He's headed in the Grand Locarno Room. He said that they're going to expand their influence in the United States with an ambitious foreign policy, maximal influence in the world, so that they can, recolonize. And they also said that they're going to spread the English language in China, Brazil, and culture.
Let me stop you for just a minute. Specifically, what are you talking about? Who did what?
The British Secretary of State, William Hague.
Yeah, he was saying he was at a meeting where?
No, he issued a public declaration of imperialism, how they're going to re-imperialize. This was in the Financial Times Deutschland.
The German Financial Times?
Yes.
Okay, well, send me the article. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. I mean, it is the British Empire model that's running the globe, not the British people themselves. They've just paid for it, and so that's interesting information. John in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, before I get to my point about how the United States and Israel are trying to provoke an attack against Iran, a country that has zero nuclear weapons, by these two countries that have thousands.
Now, wait a minute. They said Saddam had them. It must be true.
Yeah, that's the kind of lies that you'll fool me once, fool me twice. You can fool me 100 times, I guess, with some people in this country with the same lies, exactly the same lies. But before I get to that, I want
to... Well, it's fun to be scared of brown people.
Well, Well, okay, I'll get straight to that, because I think that the real key here is Israel and the whitewash and the influence that Israel has within the media, within the government, the Senate, the Congress, through both Republican and Democratic administrations, dual citizens, agents of Israel like Rahm Emanuel, Richard Perle, Wolfowitz, and the Bush administration. You have, I think, the military-industrial complex of the United States, which is the vicious dog. And then you've got Israel, which is the rabid dog. And I think that rabid dog has gained so much ability to infect our own already inclined warmongers within the military-industrial complex that it's really dangerous. And I think the whitewash...
Well, have you ever seen dogs are like coyotes? I've been deer hunting before and watched coyotes. When they're hunting, they'll yip and yap at each other and jump around and get each other excited. And it's kind of like you can tell your dog, want to go for a walk? Want to go for a walk? All right, get him, get him. And yes, they're like exciting each other. It's a radicalization process.
Yes, and I believe that whitewashing Israel at this time, and I have a bone to pick with you here, because kid gloves patting on the wrist for murderous massacre on the high seas, as I feel you did, and bringing on and immediately afterwards, after Michael Rivero, this voice in the wilderness amongst this polluted tsunami of pro-Israeli whitewash of this massacre of these aid workers, that you thought you had to go out and get a Zionist apologist the very next day, and that you had to give credibility to this one video that you never give any credibility to others, where you know they're forging and they're editing and they're splicing, which is exactly what happened with that Israeli video. And I also feel that your whitewash of Rand Paul, who is an obsequious brown noser of Israel at this very dangerous time, calling for all of these sanctions against Iran.
Okay, listen. John, the reason you were able to get on is because we don't censor calls, A, and B, I've told callers they're going to have 1 minute, and everybody's getting about two or three, and that's why a bunch of callers aren't going to get on today. So it's a catch-22. I've got to cut you off if I'm going to get to others, and I've got to cut myself off in the defense of myself, so I just really won't defend myself. I appreciate your call, but you've got to ramp that out for 2 minutes. I had a former Mossad agent on, too, who was in the Washington Post, critical of Israel, and I had Rivero on, and I had another guest on critical of Israel, so that was three people critical of Israel, and then one who was apologetic. And look, I'm not into doing what the in crowd does. It's very popular to blame everything on Israel and to demonize Israel all day and to just literally say that if you've got mold on your bread when you open up your cupboard, Israel did it. You know, like a little guy with a yarmulke on at night, like a gremlin, came out and, you know, peed on your bread or something. I'm sorry to, you know, use that analogy, but I'm just sick of it. I have seen the Israel bashing crowd. If they're trying to win friends and influence enemies, they're not very good at it, because they lie, they exaggerate, they twist. And about me, okay? Quite frankly, I don't like what Israel's doing. Quite frankly, I don't like the Israeli lobby manipulating our policies. I don't like foreign aid to Israel or anybody else for that matter. I don't want to have war with Iran, okay? I'm critical of the wars. I've been critical before they started. I'm not like the Republican leadership now, just now becoming anti-war because it's popular. So, I mean, it's not enough that I'm anti-war. It's not enough that I'm against attacking Iran. I mean, you know, I've got to be Bobby Fischer or whatever and start wearing a Nazi armband. I'm not going to do it. Okay, I know that all governments are corrupt and out of control, some more than others. I blame corrupt governments and global mafias, not individuals. And so, you know, no one's going to bully me and to make it my whole show about bashing Israel. I could care less if a bunch of federally financed Nazis and people keeps coming out there, a bunch of feds attack me. They want to radicalize the Patriot movement so it doesn't have a big tent, so that when you talk about anti-globalism, it's like anti-black or anti-Jew. I'm not going to do that. Okay, I want everybody to make the decision for themselves whether they're for liberty or whether they're for tyranny. And so I don't care how much stuff the anti-Israel crowd makes up about me. I'm going to continue to criticize Israel when they do things that are wrong. And I'm going to continue to criticize Saudi Arabia when they do things that are wrong. Or England or anybody else. I mean, a year ago I reported Israel was killing Palestinians and taking their organs. And now Israel's had to admit that's the case. I got attacked when I did it because I knew it was true. But then I go on and add other governments are killing people, taking their organs, including the U.S. government. And then that Jew haters don't like that because only Jews can steal organs. Only Jews, they say. We'll be right back.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
You know, I don't want to digress because I want to go to your phone calls, Bobby, John, and Matt. We'll at least get to those before I get into the news and the video clips. But time is running down here. But yeah, you know, we have articles today on Infowars.com that we wrote critical of what Israel's doing. Here's one. Israel suspected in bogus claim Iran developing nuclear trigger. And the Sunday Times is out putting this info out, and Israel's been caught before putting out exaggerated and dubious claims. There we are. Every day. I mean, I've got people that work for me paid to, you know, go out and research things and come out with the truth. just like our government. But at the same time, I'm not here saying, see, I'm good. I'm bashing Israel. I don't care what you think of me. I mean, I'm sick of the peer pressure to worship Israel, and I'm equally as sick of the peer pressure to attack Israel. I look at the facts, and I report what it is. Okay, and I try to look at both sides. I mean, I get emails saying, you've had all these guests on with different views on the oil spill. That's what I do. I had a bunch of different guests on with different perspective on the whole flu thing. I mean, I don't have all the answers. I'm trying to figure this out. It's just, I want it said that I cover what I want to cover. And it doesn't bother me when people lie about me and, you know, make stuff up and sit there and, like, I'm even more anti-Jew than you are. You know, I think Jews should all be killed, you know, some people say. And they're like, that's not enough. You know, I watch these Nazi groups and anti-Israel groups. I mean, they're just a bunch of scum. They all fight with each other and lie. And just because you make something up doesn't mean it's true. And most of you are led by FBI agents like Hal Turner, who I told you 10 years ago was an FBI agent. It turned out he was, because I could tell he was. They want to radicalize everybody. They want to have people bashing Israel. And then Israel gets to control its people more when they get persecuted. How do you think this works? That's why the media comes out and says Minutemen are killing illegal aliens and want them all dead. It's not true, but then that makes illegal aliens team up with the government more. I mean, I understand how this stuff works, folks. I'm pretty smart. And I'm surprised other people aren't smart and can't see how it's working. I want to be able to criticize Israel when it's doing something wrong from a credible standpoint. I see these Nazi sites with people dressed up in weird Jewish outfits making fun of them, or they'll Photoshop my head on to a fat guy's body next to a fat woman at a Jewish wedding and say it's me and have all these big articles how it's the proof. And I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. These are discredited, pathetic people. And so many weak-minded idiots get caught by that. But you know what? Not everybody is going to make it. Not everybody's intelligent. Not everybody's sophisticated. And overdriving reason I get attacked a lot is there's COINTELPRO funding it. There's a lot of mentally ill people. But there's also people who are just jealous. They're jealous. They're not fighting tyranny because they really care about humanity and liberty and freedom. They're fighting tyranny because they want to be leaders or hot shots. And you are failures, and you're not big shots because you want to be a big shot. Okay? I am, you know, the biggest guy in the fight against the New World Order, except for Ron Paul, but I'm a lot more hardcore because I can be. I'm not a congressman. Because I tell it like it is, I've got a real track record. Our predictions have almost all come true. We've looked at history. We've done hard work. I've made 25-plus films. I've produced 3 other films. I've written a book, published another book. We bust our butt. We get a lot of work done, and it's good. I'm here saying they're putting cameras up with microphones listening to you and running it through NSA keyword software. That's now mainstream news. I was reading federal funding packages 11 years ago about it. I was reading federal grants about it. I told you 15 years ago they're taking your baby's blood at birth for a bioweapons lab. Now it's admitted. I told you they're designing GMO crops to sterilize you. Now it's mainstream news. I've got a Fox News report here admitting that the chemicals in plastics are sterilizing men, and it's by design. You know, I got a CNN report admitting they, in Chicken McNuggets, they put a plastic in it, which just so happens to reduce fertility. I mean, you know what? Let's say I am the devil. Let's say I'm the worst guy in the world, which I'm not. But all of us are fallen creatures. What are you going to do about poisoning your food and water? What are you going to do about World War III that I'm opposing? What are you going to do about that oil coming in towards shore with these hurricanes? No. You're going to sit there and Photoshop my head on a fat man. Good. Knock yourself out. You're a loser. You're a failure. You're a joke. You don't like a real man. You don't like somebody who uses their real name. You don't like somebody who's out in the open. You don't like somebody who doesn't hate black people and doesn't hate Mexicans and doesn't hate Jews. Now, I'll say this. When you got racist Jewish groups and Mexican groups and black groups that don't like whitey, I stand up and say they're a bunch of racist trash as well, being manipulated by the globalists who play all these groups off against each other. So get it straight. Okay, you want to be the big man? You think it's easy to take shots at Alex Jones? I love it, because I am successful in great part because of all your lies and your propaganda, because you have sent all the hundreds of thousands of you out there that attack me have sent people to me, and they find out who I really am. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Only got about 27 minutes left in broadcast transmission on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. Let's try to run through some of the phone calls quickly here now. Let's talk to Bobby Lee in Texas quickly. Bobby Lee, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, state of Arizona, they could put an end to the persecution, threats, and intimidation by the Obama administration. That lady over there, she's got more cojones than 80% of the men in this country. All she has to do is get her representatives from her state and the adjoining border states to file impeachment charges against Obama for treason. And those people who don't want to go along with it, you have a perfect example of who you want to kick out and throw out of office, because it would not only bring to light to the rest of the people of the country. I speak to a lot of people. I tell them what's going on the border, and they don't believe it. The news media has blacked it all out. This would bring it all out in the open, you know, and it would also give an indication of those particular representatives who don't give a dang about our country and want to see it go down the tubes, and you get rid of all of them.
No, it's a good point. In fact, I'm going to shoot a YouTube video today as an emergency release just dealing with the treason issue of his impending executive order and his lawsuit to try to block Arizona from protecting itself. I mean, Arizona, 80 to 100 miles in, a third of the state, many areas are now off limits to the citizens. I mean, Mexico is a failed state. This isn't a game. I mean, for all these trendies and fake liberals and people out there, Mexico controls its borders. Every other nation does, especially when you're bordering a collapsing third world country that's very nationalistic and very anti-America because it's lost wars with this country. Okay? I mean, that's just a fact. The facts are the facts, and we've got to defend ourselves. But we've got this treacherous federal government that's globalist, and it wants global government, and it wants to bankrupt the country because then we collapse under federal control. It is treason.
You know, most of the people have no idea that the Mexican military is running interference for the drug lords as far as 10, 20 miles up inside, with also not only the armored personnel carriers, but the helicopters and everything else.
And Bobby, that's all over Texas news. It's all over Arizona news, but it's not national news. It is insane. They have troops coming miles and miles over the border on major highways and actually robbing police at gunpoint and telling them, you don't come on this road or you're dead. We are giving up parts of our states to Mexico, and the globalists and the traitors in Washington love it because they want to bring down America as much as they want to bring down Iran. Any country that's been sovereign must be destroyed. I appreciate your call. It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to, John in Washington. You're on the air, John.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to let you know I spoke with some friends of mine down on the Gulf Coast. I ran a fish camp down there in Grand Bay for some time and had a crabbing business. I met a lot of people in the industry, and we're still in touch. I just spoke with actually two different ones, one from Grand Bay. They were down south and west of where the oil leak is. They said that there are huge mats of floating, rotting fish down there, and that occasionally bursts of bubbles, foamy bubbles, will come to the surface, and that the gas odor is so heavy and so strong they're afraid that it's going to cause their boat to ignite. And they finally got into the slip, into the bay, to come home, and there were personnel there. They didn't say if they were National Guard or whatever, our Coast Guard, but they said that they took his $1,000 camera. He had a bunch of pictures for me, and they took his camera from him and refused to return it.
Well, that's on record that they're vandalizing the cameras, and they do that basically everywhere now because they've hired a bunch of thugs. The police should be refusing. I mean, the captains should have said, you know, the feds don't have jurisdiction to, like, stop people coming on their boats and taking their cameras. I mean, it's just, but see... We're a nation of cowards now, and I'm sorry. It's cowardice that these police and people follow these dirtbag orders, and they're going to follow other dirtbag orders. But everybody that this has happened to has got to go to YouTube and other channels and upload their eyewitness reports so that there's a record. Because, I get these calls, but I specifically want to hear those people specifically who've been violated. In fact, write to us at showtips@infowars.com. If you got any photos, video, eyewitness accounts, we'll try to get it up. But don't wait for us. You get it up and get it out there. And because these people need to file complaints. They need to contact the mainstream media. We need to continue to expose this. But, you know, for a month they've been denying they're arresting people and taking cameras and blocking media. Now they say, you know what? The Coast Guard says 10 miles inland, basically martial law, felonies if you tape us. I mean, this is tyranny. This is the Soviet Union. And they're blocking the relief because they want that oil to come in so they can screw up things even more. This is a treasonous government. They want to wreck America. That's their stated UN goal. And people better realize the government is a pack of crooks. And they're training their low-level dogs how to rape us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, my friend said that things are so bad in their opinion. They say it's going to be a very short period of time till people start to die. They said that they know people that are really sick right now. They're supplying up, and if they can get out of the bay, they're headed to Argentina. And then I called friends in Orlando, Florida, that I also know, and they basically confirmed what my other friend in Grand Bay said, and they said that they even saw a couple of small whales out there floating and rotting.
No. Over a month ago, there's dead sperm whales all over the place. And, again, I get emails from the idiot public saying there's no sperm whales in the Gulf of Mexico. And I mean, how dumb are people? Like, I would just make that up. I've seen sperm whales in the Gulf of Mexico. They're there. You can Google sperm whales, Gulf of Mexico, Caribbean. They're a tropical stinking whale.
Well, nobody ever went broke betting on the ignorance of the American public. So I'll let you go and have a good one. Thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Yeah, I know it's almost like a willful ignorance. It's like if they hear the truth, they rebuke it. And if they hear a lie, they run over and grab it. I was down at the beach a month and a half ago, and these people were sitting there mumbling, and I was walking back on the beach at night, and it had just gotten dark. I'd been jogging, and I was like 15 feet from them, and it was like four adults and four females, or three adults, three females, and they saw me, and they said, "Are you trying to pick my pocket?" And I kind of laughed. I was like 50 feet away, and I said, "Yeah, I'm just going for a jog." And, "Well, you're not jogging." And I guess they were kind of big guys. They were maybe looking for trouble. And I can tell, in fact, there it is. Florida oil spill disaster threatens Gulf of Mexico sperm whales with extinction. Yep, there's a photo of a dead sperm whale. Well, I don't show them that. Side issue. The point is that I tried to be friendly, and I said, "Yeah, I ran down to the jetty. You ought to check it out tomorrow. There's green sea turtles and dolphins, and they're just everywhere. I mean, every time I go down to that Port Aransas jetty, there's just dolphins and turtles everywhere. Anybody who goes there, you can see it for yourself. Not for long when that oil comes in." And the woman just said, "There's only dolphins in cold water. There's no dolphins here." And they started laughing, going, "Yeah." And I guess they were like monkeys or something. They were white yuppies, but I mean, they were like monkeys, like a troop of gorillas or baboons or apes or something. And it was the fact that they were so cowardly and domesticated deep down inside that a man on the beach 15 feet away from them right after sunset was scary. And then, kind of like monkeys, because I startled them, I guess, they kind of together hooped and hollered and let me know that I was scum and that I was a liar about dolphins. I mean, this is domesticated scum. These are people who are just, I mean, I'm a Texan. People always, British media comes, French media, Japanese, Russian. They always say, "We've been in Texas for a week. Everyone's so nice here. Everyone's so friendly." And I'm not bashing my fellow American because there's people nice all over. But, I mean, I was brought up to be nice and friendly and not look for trouble. And let me tell you something. It's a wake-up call when you're walking along through New York City and you go, "Officer, can you please tell me where this street is? Do I look like a phone book to you?" I mean, you know, I guess that's what we are as America. It's a bunch of surly, stupid trash. And I've had enough of it. Okay, I'm nobody's slave, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. All right, and all you parasites and the rest of you just better get out of my way, because I'm here trying to wake up as many people as I can to stand up against you, because I know you're criminals, I know you're trash, and I know you're a bunch of child molesters on top of it. And it's my job to expose you, scum, and then you're going to show everybody, even the people that are blind out there, just how evil you are, and in the end, you're going to go down. All right, I'm ranting. I said I'd cover news. I'm just out of control today. Who's up next here? All right, I'm giving each person 1 minute because I got to hit some news. Annie in New York, go ahead.
I'm awake, Alex. Just a few things about the Gulf Coast. I don't know if you saw the raw story the headline was Marine Biologist Claims U.S. Coast Guard Involved in Core Exit Spraying. And so that goes along with what the man from New Orleans was saying about they're spraying it, that BP has purchased more than a third of the world supply of Core Exit and is in the process of mass producing it in Sugarland, Texas. The other thing, there was a guest on George Norrie last night, the first hour, Earth Changes Something Media, but he said he's been down in that area and that the people, he went to the gate like twice but didn't go through it, implying, couldn't say it, that people down in that area are so fed up, they are ready to explode. And then the last point, because I know you got other callers, Steve, your guy from eFoods, my sister lives in East Texas, like 240 miles from the Gulf, and I said to her, even if that stuff doesn't get to you, you're going to have people bolting when the stuff hits the fan, so I sent her a seven-day responder. Hang in there, Alex.
God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate you. My reason for having horrible food is not the oil, even though more and more it looks like it could be a big problem. My issue is the depression. I mean, my issue is, I'll go back to it. 90% of people were rural in the Great Depression. Now 90% are urban. 10% of our population lives on the land. Half of them are self-sufficient. So out of 100 percentage points, 5% are self-sufficient. That's the university studies I've seen. Can you imagine what's going to happen? I mean, there's already just homeless people just all over the place where I live. They're just, and they're not the drunk or schizophrenic type let out of a mental institution, the types you normally see. I mean, I'm starting to see a lot of people that it makes me angry. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in New York. Matt, go ahead.
Matt from Mobilize the People in New York. I have a few points. I'll hit them real fast. The bottom line here is the bankers and corrupt officials who engineered this massive collapse treat what they're doing as a business, and it's business as usual for them. We need to start treating freedom as a business and create a business and action plan to fund, promote, and sustain freedom. We need to really stop funding 401ks and retirement plans. They're going to be stolen by the bankers anyway.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, these investments are funding tyranny. People need
Hey, I've been saying that for over 10 years and being laughed at. I told people the bankers are going to take your pensions. The same banks that run America have done this in every other country. And the yuppies would just laugh at me because they just are born to lose. They're born to get hurt. They love being scammed. I don't understand. They love it. Their religion is being loser suckers.
Oh, absolutely. We need to fund the business of freedom with a massive and ongoing fundraising campaign via something of sort of an action committee that builds a stream of recurring contributions on a weekly, monthly, and annual basis to fund that freedom. So, you know, this way freedom is fully restored. And, you know, we're working on a plan to mobilize the people to create, you know, a business plan.
Tell me about your plan, Matt.
Well, you know, what it comes down to is, you know, what we need to do is we need to start creating a fundraiser, an ongoing one. You know, the stuff you've been doing is great with the money bombs and the short-term blast, but what we need to do is we need to get people to buy into freedom just as they do their phony 401ks and their investment plans.
No, I agree. People have to invest in putting their time in. If you won't go knock on 20 doors tonight to warn them about the New World Order and get past feeling weird, what are you going to do as the tyranny gets worse? It's the fact that we won't get in the streets. It's the fact that we won't get in the state houses and we won't get aggressive and we won't call into all the talk shows and put out newsletters. And every person doing their little bit is the reason we've got the globalists coming down on us. Now people are getting moving. So the government's trying to come in to censor the internet. We've got to have plan B for that. I appreciate your call. Very exciting, Matt. Let's talk to Mike in Mass. Go ahead, Mike.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Okay, I tuned in a little late, so I'm sorry if I'm being redundant, but I wanted to know, what did you think of Andrew Napolitano's conversation with Geraldo and his characterization of the G20 protesters?
I didn't see Andrew Napolitano talk to Geraldo. What did he say?
It was just a real fluff piece, I thought. You should check it out. Kind of let Geraldo off the hook, never pinned Geraldo down on his interview with the Marines. And then he was saying that the G20 protesters were that they were wrong because these were crazies that were looking for more government handouts.
Well, there were a bunch of socialists and communists, and the media only pointed their cameras at them. So I haven't seen what Napolitano said, so I can't speak to it. I just know he's the best thing on Fox. Send me that clip. I'd like to see it.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I said I'd get to all this news, and then here I am taking your calls. That's it for calls. I'm sorry. I've got to at least hit the headlines at the end of this segment, the next. But Marty and Michael and Michelle and others, call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and we'll discuss it. I mean, here's just some of the headlines I've got. Look at this Fox News report. Now, people say, well, that's Fox News. When I read a mainstream article, I can judge whether it's true or not because I already have the base background knowledge. And so the media more and more, I mean, I was watching Fox News last week, and they were admitting that Prozac causes heart disease and heart attacks and cardiovascular problems and brain damage. Now, they knew that in 1981 during the trials. So I already knew when I was watching Fox News last week that what they were saying was true. But the question is, why are they saying it? Because the mainstream media has lost all credibility, and the mainstream media, just to stay in the game, to even be relevant, has to admit all this now. I mean, I knew 10 years ago, just like you knew, many of you longer, that globally they standardized and government would subsidize and oil companies would subsidize of thousands of different formulas of plastic, the one formula that leaches an estrogen mimicker that sterilizes men. And here's Fox News admitting in this article, deadly chemical found in baby bottles banned in Maryland. Later in the article, they admit it's reducing men's fertility. This is part of a UN/eugenics program. I have the documents. But, I mean, it's now admitted. I mean, this is amazing. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Listen, the reason this is huge news is that for decades, people, scientists, chemists, have pointed out that the chemicals in plastics, particularly two different subtypes, are sterilizing and feminizing men and hyperfeminizing women, and are really linked to breast cancer, sterility, you name it. But listen how Fox News makes a joke about this. Listen, deadly chemical found in baby bottles banned in Maryland. Men around the world were delighted to have a new excuse to avoid shopping after a deadly chemical. Oh, I mean, and it's only serious articles where the media makes a joke out of it. It's not just Fox that does this. Men around the world were delighted to have a new excuse to avoid shopping after a deadly chemical. Oh, a deadly chemical. Oh, it's so funny. In printed receipts was linked to impotency. Oh, so the ink that you're handling is sterilizing you. See, it's just everywhere. But its more serious side effects were highlighted Thursday as a ban on the substance came into effect in Maryland. Maryland was the fourth U.S. state to ban the chemical bisphenol A, commonly known as BPA, which was linked to early puberty, childhood obesity, autism, reproductive problems, breast cancer, and other medical issues. I mean, I've been talking about this for 15 years since I got on air, and I get emails every time I do going, shut up, kook, wear your tinfoil hat. You people emailing me? I mean, you like messing your kids up? You like just laughing at me when I have scientists on? You think it's funny that the eight major food crops, soybeans, corn, the list goes on, that are filler foods, are designed to sterilize your butt and give your butt cancer in all the major studies? Those are pharmacological crops. That wasn't done on accident. And now they're coming out with hundreds of crops, from beets to sugar peas to everything. Over 100, you won't be able to escape it. Over 80% of the corn you eat in this country is GMO. Honeybees eat it and die deader than a hammer. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure, study reveals. The guys just found that in 5 seconds. I don't know how they did that so fast. Folks, this isn't a game, and I'm not even able to get to all the rest of the news. I got to a lot of it today, and I'll try to do a better job tomorrow. It's just, I'm a regular guy who cares about people and just wants to have a good life and wants my children to grow up free. And I've got all these government textbooks and documents 60, 70, 80 years ago right through to today where they talk about, we're going to add stuff to the water that cumulatively sterilizes and reduces life expectancy. Well, we'll be able to hide it by, not teaching it in the medical schools, but it's key that our people be in the top positions over to those institutions. And I'm reading this stuff, and I'm making films showing you the documents and UN documents about it. I mean, and I got to have goon-head stupid cops laugh at me at protest. And there's the kook, Austin cops. There's the kook, Alex. You know, you fool, I'm not your enemy. I want you to have a good life, too. But you know what? It's not funny. And I'm not just calling you a fool. I'm calling everybody else a fool. This foolish, silly culture where everything's a joke. This is not a joke. This stuff is in the juice, little paper juice packs is lined with this plastic. And the water bottles you buy is lined with it. And if you try to not drink that and drink tap water, they're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in that. By design, don't you understand? Don't you get it? Don't you understand? We're all in this together. This is only a few thousand scientists that are aware of all this information who are consciously supporting it. The rest of us simply have to face up to how bad it is and get conscious about it and then get focused to remove it. And we're having a lot of successes, and they're getting really mad. That's why Bill Gates is coming out with mosquitoes that are loaded with viruses that bite you. With fake pollen that's released from aircraft that has vaccines that go through the skin and the nasal cavity. Everything they're doing is about covertly hitting you and hitting you hard, and these little smiley-faced devils think you're too stupid to wake up and fight them. The choice is up to you. Great job, crew. Free transmission starts now. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.